Well, as always, it's a privilege to be with you and a joy. And I bring you greetings from Jefferson Park Baptist Church. We pray for you often. And thank God for your partnership in the gospel. Now, I read an article from the History Channel earlier this week.
And
it was about six cases of feral children. These were all boys or girls that were discovered living in the wild. Often they were initially mistaken for wild animals. They had no ability to speak or knowledge of language. Most of them scampered about on all fours. They ate raw meat. They knew nothing of manners or proper social interaction. One later claimed that he had lived among a wolf pack for some time. This may have inspired the character Mowgli from A Jungle Book. And I don't know about you, but I find these stories somewhat fascinating. How did they wind up there? What was it like living alone in the wild? And then what was it like trying to reintroduce this child to society? Apparently in time, some were able to learn language and be re-civilized. But others remained quite wild. Now the reason I bring this up is because I think it actually parallels what Paul is talking about here in Ephesians 4. He tells us that we need to put on the new self. We need to realize who we now are in Christ and live like it. That we're no longer Gentiles. No longer ruled by the flesh. No longer living in darkness. We've been radically transformed. Recreated by God's grace. And now, like those feral children, we need to learn to live consistent with who we truly are. For years, they lived like animals. For years, they had no idea what it means to be a human being. And gradually, they needed to learn to walk. To talk. To practice cleanliness. To have manners. And in the same way, we need to learn what it means to live as children of God. What it means that you have a new self. And that you are to put on this new self. Which has been created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. Now, up to this point in the book of Ephesians, Paul has spent three chapters describing to us the wonderful glories of the gospel. And he's explained how we were once dead in trespasses and sins. But God made us alive. How we were once under the curse of sin. But God has blessed us with every blessing in Christ. And how we were once at enmity with one another.
But God has now united us together as one new people in the church.
神却借着教会使我们彼此合一，成为一个新的人。
And therefore, Paul begins chapter 4 by exhorting us to walk worthy of our calling.
那么在第四章的开始，保罗就开始劝勉我们，行事为人当与蒙召的恩相称。
How we should respond to the amazing grace of the gospel by giving our utmost to God.
我们应当如何竭尽全力地来回应神给我们那奇妙的恩典。
And living in a way that will display His glory for the world.
我们如何要过一个能够荣耀神、向世界荣耀神的生活。
And in the first half of chapter 4,
在第四章的前一半部，
we saw that we do that by first maintaining our unity.
我们看到说我们要保守我们的合一。
And using our gifts to help the whole church grow.
我们每个人要使用自己的恩赐使我们整个教会成长。
In other words, we're to have unity in diversity.
换句话说，我们是在多样性中保守合一。
So that we can grow together the way a body does.
我们就能像一个身体成长那样一起长大。
And we're to speak the truth in love.
我们彼此用爱心说诚实话。
So that we can all grow together through God's word.
我们就可以通过神的话来一起成长。
Now today we come to the second half of chapter 4.
那我们现在看一下以弗所书第二章第四章的后半部。
And a second way in which we walk worthy of our calling.
那就是我们如何行事为人与蒙召的恩相称的另一种生活方式。
And here the focus shifts to our personal holiness.
我们看到说这里的重点已经转移到个人的圣洁。
To walking not like the Gentiles.
我们不再像外邦人那样行事。
But walking according to our new self.
而是按照我们新人的样式来行事。
In a nutshell, the message is, put on your new self.
这个就是关于我们如何穿上新人的信息。
And as we work through this passage together, there'll be three sections.
我们看这段经文的时候，我们能看到有三个部分。
There's the old self.
我们有旧人。
The new self.
新人。
And how we put on the new.
以及我们如何穿上新人。
So first, let's consider the old self.
我们先看一下旧人的部分。
And let's look at verses 17 through 19.
就是17节到19节。
And as I reread this section, notice that Paul is describing the way that Gentiles live.
在我再次读这一段的时候，我能注意到说保罗实际是在描写外邦人的生活方式。
That is those who don't have the scriptures, who don't know God.
就是那些没有圣经、不认识神的人。
And he tells Christians that we must no longer walk like them.
他告诉我们，作为基督徒，我们不应该再像他们一样那样行事。
Because it's how we used to live.
因为那是我们以前旧有的生活方式。
This is a description of our old self.
这就是对我们旧人的描述。
So beginning at verse 17, Paul says, "Now this I say and testify in the Lord."
第十七节说，所以我保罗说，所以我说，却在主里确实的说。
That you must no longer walk as the Gentiles do in the futility of their minds.
你们行事不要再像外邦人存虚妄的心行事。
They are darkened in their understanding.
他们心地昏昧。
Alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them.
与神所赐的生命隔绝了，都因自己无知。
Due to their hardness of heart.
心里刚硬。
They have become callous and have given themselves up to sensuality.
他们良心竟然丧尽，就放纵私欲。
Greedy to practice every kind of impurity.
贪行种种的污秽。
Now I want you to notice three things about the old self here.
那么现在我希望你看到说这个关于旧人的有三点。
Number one, our minds were darkened.
第一点就是我们的心思已经昏暗。
Paul says their thinking is futile.
保罗在这里说他们的心思是虚妄的。
Their understanding is darkened.
他们的理解力也是昏暗的。
They're alienated from God by ignorance.
他们与神隔绝，皆因是他们的无知。
In other words, sin affects our minds.
换句话说，这个罪会影响我们的心思意念。
And it prevents us from seeing what should be obvious.
让我们不能看到显而易见的事实。
It makes us foolish and stupid.
它使我们变得愚顽无知。
I mean, isn't it shocking today that even Ivy League professors?
我们可以看到今天，即使是那些常青藤教授
，can't seem to recognize the innate differences between men and women.
甚至不能看出男人女人与生俱来的差别。
I mean, isn't it shocking that some people today think it is good to assist children in surgically altering themselves to change their gender.
也让人震惊的是，有些人觉得说帮助那些孩子，通过手术帮助那些孩子改变性别，只要他们愿意，这就是好事儿。
Isn't it shocking that a fairly large percentage of Americans actually support the murder of unborn children?
也让人震惊的是，有相当一部分美国人，他们实际是在支持，屠杀没有出生的婴孩。
And are so hypocritical that they would actually charge those who resist them with oppression.
这些人甚至假冒伪善地认为，如果有人反对他们，那他们就是逼迫别人的。
This is shocking blindness.
我们可以看到，这是一个让人震惊的一个昏暗。
It's the darkness of our minds.
都是因为我们的心思昏暗。
And this is the same blindness that there's always been.
我们也知道这样的昏暗自古就有。
Because even from the beginning, the Bible says the fool has said in his heart, there is no God.
所以从一开始圣经就是说欲望人在心里说没有神。
And to refuse to acknowledge the God whose glory the heavens declare,
如果我们拒绝承认那诸天述说他荣耀的神
is the very height of foolishness.
Sorry.
Is the very height of foolishness.
就能看到我们是何等的愚昧。
And God will give such people over to a debased mind.
神就任凭我们存邪僻的心思。
To do what ought not to be done.
去做那些我们不当做的事。
So sin first, it corrupts and darkens our minds.
所以可以看到罪使我们的心思昏暗，使我们的心思毁坏。
Secondly, notice that sin corrupts our hearts.
可以，第二点可以看到罪也使我们的心毁坏。
Paul says there at the end of verse 18 that this ignorance is due to their hardness of heart.
保罗在第十八节的后一半说，他们的无知皆因他们的心里刚硬。
In other words, it's not that we're ignorant because God's truth is too hard for us to understand.
换句话说，我们无知不是因为神的真理太难，以至于我们不能明白。
It's first and foremost because we don't want to hear it.
首先的原因，这最重要的原因是我们根本就不想听到神的真理。
Our hearts are so hard that they resist and suppress God's truth.
我们的心里刚硬，我们抵挡，我们压制神的真理。
Because we hate the truth.
因为我们就厌恶真理。
We hate the authority of God.
我们厌恶神的主权。
We hate the righteousness of God.
我们厌恶神的公义。
We hate being accountable to God.
我们厌恶自己应当向神负责。
And so the old self is blind because he refuses to open his eyes.
所以我们可以看到旧人是眼瞎的，因为他拒绝睁开他的眼睛。
He loves the lie more than the truth.
他爱谎言甚于爱真理。
And the eventual result of this is what Paul says in verse 19.
那这么做的结果就是保罗在十九节中所说的。
We become callous.
我们变得冷漠。
Our consciences become like feet that have walked on rocks and glass for years.
我们的良知就像在石头和碎玻璃上常年走路的脚一样。
So tough and hardened that they can hardly feel anything at all.
变得如此坚硬，以至于什么都感受不到。
And so instead of being bothered by even the smallest lie,
我们不会被一个小小的谎言所扰乱。
Or the most minor indiscretion.
我们也不会被一个很小的一个不义的行为所扰乱。
Our old self can sin and it hardly even bothers him.
我们的旧人不断地犯罪，但是却让我们丝毫不惊。
We just instinctively justify ourselves.
我们只是就是自然地去为我们自己开脱。
Defend ourselves.
为自己辩护。
Excuse ourselves.
为自己寻找借口。
And all the while we become more and more deaf to God's calls to repentance.
与此同时，我们却对神对我们呼召悔改的呼召却听不见。
The old self has a darkened mind, a corrupted heart.
所以我们的旧人是有一个昏暗的心思，有一个腐坏的心。
And then thirdly, an enslaved will.
第三点我们可以看到是一个被奴役的自由意志。
Notice that verse 19 says they've given themselves up to sensuality.
我们可以看到说十九节说他们就放纵私欲。
We give ourselves up to sensuality like a slave gives himself up to his master.
我们把我们自己交给私欲，就像一个奴隶把自己交给他的主人一样。
And sensuality means an unbridled gratification of your passions.
私欲就是意味着毫无止境地满足你的愿望，你的欲望。
Our wills become enslaved by our sinful desires.
我们的自由意志已经被我们的罪恶的愿望所辖制。
We lose the ability to tell ourselves no.
我们已经没有能力跟自己说不。
We have no self-control.
我们也没有自制力。
Instead, we plunge headlong into sin and impurity.
我们一头扎进罪和各样的污秽里面。
We follow our every sinful desire.
我们跟随我们自己愿望做一切的事情。
And then instead of feeling guilt and shame,
我们感受不到任何的羞耻心和羞耻感。
Our calloused conscience is unfazed.
我们冷漠的良知已经断然不存。
If anything, it's almost like we enjoy the buzz we feel.
相反的，我们却喜欢其中的感受。
Because we can hardly feel anything at all.
因为我们对正确的事情已经毫无所知。
And so we greedily come back again and again for more.
所以我们贪婪的不断的回来，然后不断的贪行各样的不义。
And whether it's sexual immorality,
不管是性淫乱
or gossip.
还是流言蜚语
or boasting,
或者是自吹自擂
or quarreling,
或者是吵闹
or laziness,
或者是懒惰
or drunkenness,
或者是醉酒
or gluttony,
或者是贪食
Our old self is greedy for all forms of impurity.
我们的旧人就是贪行各样的污秽
And Paul here wants us to face the ugly reality of what our old self is like.
所以保罗在这里是让我们真正的去面对我们旧人那样丑陋的面目。
He wants us to look around at the Gentiles and remember what it's like to live without God.
保罗也让我们看一下我们周围那些外邦人，让我们记得我们当初没有神的时候也是这样生活。
And I think he wants us to feel the kind of disgust that should make us desperate for what he's going to say next.
我想他是让我们心里能够感到对这样的生活感到一种厌恶，让我们急切想知道他接下来到底想要说什么。
So let's look now secondly at the new self.
所以我们看一下第二点，就是保罗要说的一个新人。
We've considered the old, so let's turn our attention to the new.
我们已经讨论了旧人，那我们现在着重看一下新人。
Picking up in verse 20, Paul says, "But that is not the way you learned Christ."
我们看一下经文20-24节，保罗说：“你们学了基督，却不是这样。”
Assuming that you have heard about him and were taught in him, as the truth is in Jesus.
你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理。
To put off your old self.
就当脱去旧人。
Which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires.
就是你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的。
And to be renewed in the spirit of your minds.
又要将你们的心智改换一新。
And to put on the new self.
并且穿上新人。
Created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness.
这新人是按照神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
And oh friends, in light of everything we've just heard about the old self.
所以朋友们，我们现在已经听到了旧人是什么样子。
Praise God that if you are in Christ, you have a new self.
所以我们就应当感谢神，我们现在是在基督里，我们是有新人的人。
Praise God that if you are a true believer,
我们要感谢神，如果你是一个真的基督徒。
A supernatural, radical transformation has taken place.
那么在你的生命中有一个超自然的、一个彻底的改变已经发生了。
God has recreated you after His likeness in true righteousness and holiness.
神已经重造了你。并且是按照他自己的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
And the image of God that was previously distorted and marred by the fall.
我们知道，因为人类的堕落，当初神的形象已经被歪曲和损坏了。
Is now being restored in you through Christ.
但是在基督里，却在你的里面又重新造了。
And this supernatural transformation happens the moment someone becomes a Christian.
所以当一个人成为一个基督徒的那一刻，这个超自然的改变就发生了。
In the words of Jesus, we are born again.
用耶稣自己话说，我们是一个，是一个新造 born again.
The old is gone, and the new is gone.
旧的已经不在，新的已经到来。
God places a new heart and a new spirit within us.
神已经在我们里面放了一个新的心和新的灵。
Prior to that moment, we fundamentally love sin and hate God.
在那时刻以前，就是在我们重生以前，我们的心里根本是爱罪恨神的。
After that moment, we fundamentally love God and hate sin.
在那时刻之后，我们根本上是爱神并且恨恶罪的。
Now maybe this happened to you when you were very young.
或许在你生命中这样发生的时候，你那时候还很年轻。
Maybe it happened to you only recently.
或者是刚刚发生的。
Maybe it was a very dramatic experience.
或者可能那时候是一个非常强烈的感受。
Or maybe it felt like more of a subtle change.
或者是一个轻微的一个发生的事情。
But whatever the case,
无论如何，
if you are truly a Christian now,
如果你现在真的是一个基督徒，
at some point God made you new.
那么在你生命的某一刻，神已经重新造了你。
He gave you a new self.
他将一个新人赐给了你。
And he did it by opening your eyes to the glories of the gospel.
他是通过打开你的眼睛，使你看到福音的荣耀而做这些事。
As Paul says here, you learned Christ.
就像保罗在这里说，你们既学了基督。
Your eyes were opened to him.
你的眼睛像基督就是打开的。
You came to realize that everything you had been doing.
你现在开始意识到你以前做的所有的事情。
And how you'd been living.
以前你的生活方式。
Was sinful and wrong.
都是有罪的，都是错的。
And you saw that God is so good and so righteous.
那你也看到说神是如此的良善和公义。
That he would be right to send you to hell.
他即使把你送到地狱也是对的。
But then you saw Jesus.
然后你就看见了耶稣。
Sent by God.
他是神所差派来的。
Offering himself in your place.
他为你舍己。
And you saw the love of God.
你在此看到了神的爱。
His love for his enemies.
神对他仇敌的爱。
His love for sinners.
神对罪人的爱。
And you came to understand that Jesus has done it all for your salvation.
你就开始明白，耶稣做所有的这一切都是为了让你得拯救。
And having learned Christ,
我们已经学了基督。
You now know that you cannot keep living in sin.
我们知道我们不可以继续在罪中活。
How can we continue in the very sin that nailed Jesus to the cross?
我们何以能继续在罪中活呢？就像把基督同钉十字架一样。
You know your old self must go.
你知道你的旧人已经不在。
That you must put on the new.
你必须穿上新人。
The impurity that you were once greedy for.
你以前所贪行各样的污秽。
Now sickens your soul.
现在却使你的灵魂感到厌恶。
Because you crave righteousness and holiness.
因为你现在渴望公义和圣洁。
And the idea that God's grace could be somehow exploited so you can just continue in sin.
你听到有人说，我们可以滥用神的恩典以至于继续犯罪。
Makes you shudder.
这样的观点让你觉得震惊。
And so, have you been truly born again?
所以你是否已经真的重生了？
Have you experienced this change?
你是否经历了神在你生命中这样的改变？
Well, friend, if not, repent and believe in Christ today.
如果你还没有，你今天就要悔改，相信主耶稣基督。
Call out to God for His mercy.
向神呼求，求他的怜悯。
Acknowledge that you can do nothing to save yourself.
并且认识到你为自己的救赎毫无能力。
But trust in God's grace through Christ.
并且相信神在基督里向你所施的恩典。
No one has ever come to Christ and been refused.
没有来到神面前的人是被神拒绝的。
And for those of us who have been born again.
对我们当中已经重生的人来说。
Then we must do as Paul says here.
我们必须按照保罗所说的
，put off your old self，
脱去旧人
，which belongs to your former manner of life，
就是以前我们从前的生活的方式
，and is corrupt through deceitful desires，
这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的
，and be renewed in the spirit of your minds，
并要使我们的心智更换一新
，and put on your new self，
穿上新人。
Which has been created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness.
而这新人是按照神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
I mean, that's essential to how we walk worthy of the calling with which we've been called.
这是我们与蒙召的恩相称如何行事为人最重要的事情。
It's essential to how we bring glory to the God who saved us.
这对于我们如何荣耀神。
And I trust that that is your desire this morning if you're a believer.
如果你真的是一个基督徒，我相信这是你今天早晨最大的愿望。
I hope what you've already heard has stirred you up to want to do that.
我希望你今天所听到的这些让你心里想要这样做。
But of course, this raises the question, how?
当然这也提到了另外一个问题，我们如何才能做到？
Like practically speaking, how do we just put on our new self?
换句话说，我们如何穿上我们的新人？
What does this look like?
穿上新人到底是什么样子？
Well, thankfully, the Bible tells us.
但是感谢神，圣经已经告诉了我们。
So let's look thirdly and finally about how to do this.
那我们看一下第三点，也是最后一点，就是如何穿上新人。
This is verses 25 through 32.
这是经文二十五节到三十二节。
And notice that Paul gives us several practical examples here.
在这里我们注意到，说保罗给了我们几个实际的例子。
Connecting how the renewing of our minds should lead to the transformation of our behavior.
让我们看到，我们更新我们的心思意念，必会带来我们行为上的改变。
And how we put off one thing to put on something else.
我们如何脱去一件东西？
So first, he says in verse 25, Therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another.
所以首先在以弗所书四章二十五节，保罗说，因此你们个人要弃绝谎言，个人与邻舍说诚实话。
So put off all lying or falsehood.
所以我们要脱去所有的谎言和虚假。
Put on honesty and truth.
穿上诚实和真理。
And this is so simple.
这是很简单的一件事。
But the darkened mind often complicates it.
但是我们昏暗的心思常常使这件事情变得复杂。
And sometimes we're so afraid of hurting people's feelings.
因为有时候我们担心我们会伤害别人的感受。
So afraid of what they might think of us.
我们也担心别人会怎样看我们。
That we don't actually tell them the truth.
我们就不能告诉别人真相。
Sometimes we so want to get our own way.
有时候我们想要自己的方式。
And we even convince ourselves that our way is so good.
我们也确信说我们的方式是对的。
That it's okay to fudge the truth to convince people to come along with us.
然后我们就扭曲事实，以致让别人和我们一致。
Or sometimes we leave out key details.
有时候我们会隐藏一些细节。
You know, I think of this often as I watch the news.
我相信说，在我们看电视的时候，我们都有相同的感受。
You know, how often the media wants to paint a certain portrait, and they conveniently leave out some of the information.
有时候媒体想要给你展现一种形象，他就把一些细节都拿掉了。
And friends, we as Christians are called to be men and women of simplicity and truth.
但作为基督徒，我们蒙召是要做那些诚实而真诚的人。
We don't have to be, you know, thinking about how we can manipulate the right outcome.
我们不需要去考虑我们如何可以操纵那些事情的结果。
We serve a sovereign God who controls all things.
因为我们的神是掌管一切的神。
And we don't have to be living in fear of what we need to hide.
我们也不需要活在一个隐藏真相的一个恐惧之中。
Because we can walk in the light of Christ.
因为我们可以行在耶稣的真理真光之中。
We can confess our sin.
我们可以认自己的罪。
And so let us speak the truth to our neighbors because we serve the God of truth.
所以让我们个人与邻舍应当说诚实话，因为我们服侍的神是一个真理的神。
Let us be precise, careful, and accurate in what we say.
让我们对所说的话要精确，要小心，要诚实。
And speak to one another, remembering that we are members of one another.
特别是当我们彼此交谈的时候，让我们记得我们是彼此为肢体的。
We're a body working together in love.
我们同属于一个在爱中彼此同工的身体。
You know, to lie to one another is to lie to yourself.
如果我们彼此说谎，实际是在欺骗我们自己。
To undercut your own body.
就是在损坏我们的身体。
And so ask yourself, do you speak to one another with the kind of honesty that you would want one another to speak to you with?
你是否也在以诚实待人，就像你希望别人诚实待你一样呢？
Second, Paul says in verse 26, be angry and do not sin.
第二点，保罗在二十六节说，生气却不可犯罪。
Do not let the sun go down on your anger and give no opportunity to the devil.
不可含怒到日落，也不可以给魔鬼留地步。
Now here Paul's acknowledging that there is such a thing as justifiable anger.
所以在这里看到说，保罗说合理的发怒是存在的。
There is great evil in this world.
我们知道这个世界充满了邪恶。
And we will at times feel outraged by it.
我们常常是为这些邪恶而发怒。
But we need to realize that such anger can quickly corrupt us.
但是我们应当也意识到这样的罪也会很快的来腐败我们。
If we let the sun set on it,
如果我们含怒到日落，
if we let anger stew and simmer in our soul,
如果我们让那个怒气在我们心里不断的发酵，
it's like it rots within us.
它就会在我们的灵魂里腐败。
It becomes bitterness.
它会就会变成苦毒。
Hatred.
变成愤恨。
Malice.
变成恶毒，
envy,
变成嫉妒。
As James says, the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God.
就像雅各书说，人的怒气并不成就神的义。
And as Paul warns here, it opens a door for the devil to come in.
而且就像保罗在这里警告我们的，他反倒会给魔鬼留一个地步。
To wreak havoc in our soul.
魔鬼就可以进来，在我们的灵魂里肆虐作为。
So even anger that begins as very justifiable can lead to great sin.
所以那个怒气即使一开始是易怒，也会导致成很大的罪。
So put on the new self who knows to deal with anger quickly.
所以我们应当穿上新人，因为这新人知道如何快快地处理这个怒气。
To seek reconciliation.
这个新人知道要去寻求和解。
To go to God in prayer.
借着祷告来到神的面前。
To remember, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord.
要记得深渊在主，主必报应，这是主说的。
And to never lose sight of the sweetness of the mercy and grace of the gospel.
并且永远不要忘记福音所带来的饶恕与恩典的甜蜜。
Do not let anger take over in your heart.
不要让罪掌控了你的心。
Third, Paul tells us to put off theft.And put on generosity.
第三点，保罗说，我们应当脱去偷盗，穿上慷慨。
Verse 28 says, "Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor."
第二十八节说，从前偷窃的不要再偷。
Doing honest work with his own hands.
总要劳力，亲手做正经事。
So that he may have something to share with anyone in need.
就可有余分给那缺少的人。
Now notice especially here that it's not just about putting off what's evil.
我们在这里可以看到，我们不只是脱去邪恶。
It's not just about working to make a good living for ourselves.
我们不是努力让我们自己的生活变得更好。
The opposite of theft isn't working, but giving.
那偷在这里偷盗的相反，不是说去工作，而是说去给予。
You see, a selfish man can be a thief.
我们看到一个自私的人可以是一个强盗。
And a selfish man can work hard.
一个自私的人也可以是一个努力工作的人。
But the new self labors so that he can give out of love.
但这里说新人是劳力，以至于他可以去给别人，凭着爱心去分享给别人。
The new self has learned from Jesus that it is more blessed to give than to receive.
因为我们的新人已经从主那里学到施比受更为有福。
And the new self has been taught by Jesus that just as he has laid down his life for us.
因为我们的新人已经从主领受了教导，正如他为我们舍命。
We are to lay down our lives for one another.
我们也当彼此为彼此舍命。
So do you have this perspective when it comes to your job?
所以你想到你自己的工作的时候，你有这样的一个观点吗？
Do you thank God for your job?
你是否为你的工作而感谢神？
And count it a blessing.
认为这是从神而来的祝福。
Not just because of how it provides for you.
不仅是因为你的工作能给你的生活提供所需。
But how it provides you with the opportunity to give to others.
它也给你机会去分享给别人。
And may we all be looking for ways that we can grow in generosity year by year.
我们求主帮助我们，让我们每一年都在我们的慷慨上不断的成长。
Fourth, we're told to replace corrupting talk with gracious words.
第四点，在这里我们要脱去污秽的言语，穿上恩慈的言语。
Verse 29 says, "Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths."
经文二十九节说，污秽的言语一句不可出口。
But only such as is good for building up.
只要随时说造就人的好话。
As fits the occasion.
要合时宜。
That it may give grace to those who hear.
叫听见的人得益处。
Now just pause and consider what a high standard God has for our speech.
所以看到说，我们可以停下来想一想，说神对我们口中的言语设了一个何等高的标准。
And just how much our words matter to God.
也看到说我们的言语对神来说是何等的重要。
Jesus even said that we will give an account for every careless word we've spoken.
主耶稣甚至自己说，说在审判的日子，我们要为我们所说的每句闲话负责。
And if we want to know what kind of words God expects from us,
如果我们想知道说神到底期待我们怎样说话，
it's laid out right here.
那在这里就写得很清楚。
Our words must be good for building up.
我们的话必须是适于造就别人。
Or edification.
是有建设性的。
They should help the church grow.
这些话应该是可以帮助教会成长。
They should also be appropriate for the occasion.
这些话应当是合宜的。
We need to say the right thing.
我们应当说合适的话。
At the right time.
在合适的时间。
In the right way.
以合适的方式。
And then our words should give grace to those who hear.
这些话应该是听到的人的益处。
Not harsh words.
不是一些非常严厉的话。
But words of encouragement.
而是一些鼓励别人的话。
And even when we need to speak a stern word of rebuke,
即使在我们想要指责别人的时候，
our words should always offer a way out.
我们也要给别人留一个地步。
We should always invite repentance.
我们应该邀请别人去悔改。
Welcome reconciliation.
邀请别人去和解。
That's what it means to have words seasoned with grace.
这就是说我们的话语应该带有恩慈。
And friends, anything less than this standard
如果低于这个标准的
is unbefitting of a Christian
就与我们基督徒的身份不相称
because we are saints
因为我们是圣徒
we are God's holy people
我们就是神圣洁的国民
and just like you wouldn't put on your church clothes and then go dig in the mud
就像你不会穿上来教会的衣服转身就去泥坑里挖泥
Jesus did not give us a new self so that words of gossip
主耶稣不是说赐给我们一个新人，让那些流言蜚语
，or slander，
毁谤人的话
，or bickering，
吵闹
，or crudeness，
或者污秽的言语
，should come out of our mouths，
从我们的口里出来。
Now fifth, Paul adds in verse 30.
第五点，保罗在第三十节又加上了。
And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God.
不要让神的圣灵担忧。
By whom you were sealed for the day of redemption.
你们原是受了他的印记，等要得赎的日子来到。
Now we should note first of all that this is one of the clearer passages about the personhood of the Holy Spirit.
我们应当注意到说，这是关于圣灵人格的一段非常清楚的经文。
He's not a mere force or a power.
他不只是一种力量或一种能力。
He's the third person of the Trinity.
他是三位一体的第三位。
And he can be grieved.
他是可以忧伤的。
And if you're a Christian, he's dwelling inside of you.
如果你是个基督徒，圣灵就现在就住在你的里面。
He's marked and sealed you as redeemed by God.
他已经标记了你，表明你是神所救赎的。
And therefore, it grieves him when we sin.
所以当我们犯罪的时候，我们使圣灵忧伤。
Or when foul words come out of our mouths.
当我们口中出污秽的言语的时候，我们也会使圣灵忧伤。
Remember how Peter felt when he denied Jesus?
我们还记得登彼得否认耶稣的时候的感受吗？
And then he looked up to see Jesus walking by.
彼得否认了耶稣，但他抬眼看的时候，耶稣正在旁边经过。
And Jesus looked at him.
耶稣也正在看着他。
May it be the same for us every time we sin, and then realize we've been sealed by the Holy Spirit.
可能这也是我们每次犯罪之后又认识到我们是成了曾经受过圣灵印记的时候那是相同的感受
Our sin is never in secret
我们的罪从来就不会在隐秘之下
It's all before the face of God
他们全都在神的面光之中。
So do not grieve the Holy Spirit who's within you.
所以不要让神的圣灵担忧。
And then sixth and finally.
所以最后一点就是第六点。
Verse 31 continues, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you along with all malice.
所以在你们当中应该除去一切的苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、毁谤和一切的恶毒。
Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you.
要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
And basically, Paul's saying we must put off everything that leads to unnecessary conflict.
所以从根本上讲，保罗在这里去是说，我们应该挪去一切导致不必要冲突的东西。
And instead, put on the kindness of Christ.
而是穿戴上耶稣的恩慈。
Kindness that's tender-hearted and compassionate.
就是有耶稣的怜悯与恩典的恩慈
even towards enemies,
即使对仇敌
and kindness that forgives,
就是能够饶恕别人的恩慈
even serious wrong,
即使对那些非常严重的错误
and we do it because that's what Jesus has done for us.
我们这样做是因为耶稣也这样对待了我们
You see, the old self views the world through the lens of pride and selfishness.
我们在这里可以看到我们的旧人是通过个人的骄傲与自私来看这个世界的
It's about me and my needs
主要 是关于我和我自己的需要
But the new self views the world through the lens of the cross
但是新人却是通过耶稣的十字架来看这个世界
It's about Christ
是关于耶稣基督
It's about his glory
是关于神自己的荣耀
I see how fallen and sinful I am.
我在这个耶稣的荣耀之下，我看到我自己何等有罪，何等堕落。
And how loving and gracious God is.
而神的恩典是何等的奇妙。
And it's as we do that.
在我们如此做的时候。
And view all of life through the lens of the cross.
我们通过十字架来看所有的一切的时候。
And the grace of the gospel.
我们就能看到福音的恩典。
And the glory of our God and Savior.
我们看到我们救主神的荣耀。
That's how we put on the new self.
这就是我们如何穿上新人。
It's how we walk in the righteousness and holiness that God has recreated us for.
这就是我们如何行在真理的仁义和圣洁中，就是神曾重造我们，让我们所行的。
You know, at the beginning, I talked about feral children.
在讲到的一开始，我提到了那些野孩子。
And the process of them having to learn that they're actually human beings.
和以及他们必须要学会，他们认识到他们是人类。
And what it means to live as one.
他们必须要学会如何按照人类生活。
Well, in the same way, I hope that you can now see more clearly what it means that you've been made new in Christ.
那么相同的，我也希望你能更清楚地看到，你现在在基督里是新造的人。
That God has given you a new self.
神已经赐给了你一个新人
made you his child
把你变成他自己的孩子
and so you too must put off the wild ways of your old self
所以我们必须脱去我们旧人的生活方式
you must put on the new
我们必须穿上新人
you must realize who you really are
你必须认识到你到底是谁
and learn to live accordingly
并且按此生活
and unlike these feral children
并不像这些野孩子
Who met varied success as they tried to reintegrate into society.
他们被拯救努力回归社会的时候有不同的进度。
Take heart because the Holy Spirit from God is within you.
但是我希望你可以放心，因为神的圣灵就住在你的里面。
He who has begun a good work in you will finish it.
那在你们心里动了善功的，必要成全这功。
God by His almighty power is transforming you.
神用他大有的全能来。改变你
And so do not lose heart.
所以不要灰心
Do not believe that change is impossible.
也不要去相信这个改变是不可能的
Because by the almighty power of God, it is.
所以但是借着我们神的全能是都是可能的
He has already brought you from death to life.
他已经使你从死亡中脱离
And he will continue his work in your heart.
他会继续在你生命中的工作
So let us go forth today and put on our new selves.
所以今天就让我们穿上我们的新人。
That we may grow in Christ.
我们可以在基督里成长。
And bring glory to our God and Savior.
我们可以荣耀我们的救主。
Amen. Let's pray.
好，让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we praise you for the great work of salvation that you have accomplished.
主啊，我们再次感谢你，感谢你所成就的救赎的大功。
Thank you that all of our sins are freely forgiven in Christ.
你饶恕了我们所有的罪，在基督里饶恕了我们。
And thank you that you have renewed our hearts and souls.
也感谢你，你已经更新了我们的心思意念，我们的生命和我们的心。
Please help us to put off our old selves.
请主你帮助我们，让我们脱去旧人。
And to put on the new.
穿上新人。
To walk worthy of the calling with which we've been called.
让我们行事为人与蒙召的恩相称。
And to glorify you in every way in our lives.
在我们的生活每一方面都是荣耀你的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
And for his glory.
也为了主的荣耀。
Amen.
Amen.